From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Authorities say a suicide attack in Yemen's southern city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens of others. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his explosives-laden car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. The United Nations says more than 6,500 people and at least half of them civilians have been killed in the conflict. In addition, al-Qaeda and the Islamic State jihadists often launch attacks in chaotic Yemen's southern and southeastern regions. However, there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack Monday. Belgian police have arrested five suspects after a blast Monday at the country's national crime lab just north of Brussels, causing major damage but no casualties, according to prosecutors. They say there was no immediate reason to believe that there was any terror link. Belgium is still on high alert after deadly Islamic State claimed attacks in March, and it could easily be the case of criminals trying to destroy evidence. Five people were arrested in the immediate neighborhood, and they're being questioned, according to a spokeswoman for the Brussels prosecutor's office in a press briefing. The blast happened in the early hours of Monday morning. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that there is evidence to link the extremists behind a recent series of deadly attacks in Bangladesh to the Islamic State group. In comments with Bangladeshi reporters with Bangladeshi officials, he says that they are very open and made it very clear that there is evidence of ISIL in Iraq and Syria and have contacts about eight different entities around the world, one of them in South Asia. This is VOA News. The FARC rebel commander in Colombia ordered a final ceasefire beginning Monday as part of a permanent peace deal with the government ending one of the world's longest-running conflicts. Rodrigo Londoño, leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, called for the ceasefire while in Havana, where both sides negotiated the peace deal. The president emeritus and senior fellow of the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, Peter Hakim, called the announcement significant.
One can dispute and disagree about the precise terms of the agreement, but the fact that both sides are ready to sign an agreement means that both sides believe whatever they want to accomplish can be best accomplished through peace, not war.
Again, that is Peter Hakim. Brazil's suspended President Dilma Rousseff makes her final appeal today before the Senate in an impeachment trial many observers say will permanently remove her from office. She stands accused of violating budgetary laws. Japan braced Monday for a powerful typhoon, a third in little more than a week, and authorities warned of heavy rain, high waves, and flooding after previous storms killed two people. Typhoon Lion Rock was likely to come ashore northeast of Tokyo Tuesday before cutting across the country's main island of Honshu and heading south to the sea towards Russia and China, according to the Japanese Meteorological Agency. Hong Kong stocks turned lower Monday after Federal Reserve boss Janet Yellen indicated U.S. borrowing costs could rise by the end of the year. The Hang Seng fell 0.38% or 88.20 points to close at 22,821.34. The Shanghai Composite Index was flat, edging down 0.28 points to 3,070.3. More than 300 wild reindeer have been killed in lightning in central Norway and what wildlife officials are calling an unusually large natural disaster. The Norwegian Environment Agency has released eerie images showing a jumble of reindeer carcasses scattered across a small area of a mountain plateau. The agency says 323 animals were killed, including 70 calves, in the lightning storm on Friday. And a sad note from the world of music, legendary Mexican singer-songwriter Juan Gabriel died Sunday near Los Angeles. He was 66. The six-time Grammy nominee was a balladeer who sang of love and heartbreak. His recording sold more than 100 million albums across Latin America, Spain, and the United States. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.